Have you always wanted to meditate but weren't sure where to begin? In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a new necessity. Audrey Walzer, director of the Camarillo Yoga Center, has taught hundreds of people in the 805 the fundamentals of non-religious mindfulness meditation, which is scientifically proven to downregulate the stress response. Visit the mindfulness page at www.camarilloyoga.com and listen to what people have to say about Audrey's remarkable 9-week mindfulness course, beginning soon. Make a healthy, balanced life your project for 2015. www.camarilloyoga.com. When it comes to traditions, Somas Nuthouse comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nuthouse is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nuthouse, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nuthouse at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. We bring the wholesale directly to the public. Call us today, 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA will help make your dream home a reality.
Duvall Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, everyone, and good morning. This is an unusual morning because it's just Tom and I. Tom, how,
yes,
what's going
here.
On? I know.
Everything's
it's
beautiful.
It's a change of time, I think, or something. But actually, I'm so excited. Jennifer, are you on the phone?
I am. I wouldn't miss it.
I know. She's in paradise. I'm telling you. You feeling good?
I feel great.
Okay.
Yes, I'm having a great time.
Okay, good. Well, we have a great show for you today, and I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jennifer, Tom, and actually we've got Jason here from Moorpark Studios and Jason Bernstein, and he's actually videotaping us. So I'm going to give him a big shout out there, too, because if any of you need any video, you know, your business or anything, Jennifer, aren't you bummed you're not right in the studio?
I am. I have all the days I'm not there.
I know. So anyways, he's going to be back. It's going to be so much fun. So again, Moore Park Studios, Jason Bernstein. And let me just throw his number out there for anybody that wants to. But you can always text me, 630-1070. 630-1070 is the number to get in touch with him if you need anything in your business or your personal life videotaped. So anyways, just to get started, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And this is where we talk about anything that can add value to your life every day in every way. And again, I want to remind you, we are here 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3. And really, we talk about the brighter side of life in every avenue. And Jennifer, you want to jump in and see what's going on in your life?
Well, in my life right now, I've got a lot going on. You know, my kids are in school. We're sort of getting towards spring, thinking of what we're doing in the summer. So we've got a lot going on that we're thinking about.
There you go. Tom, anything going on?
It's kind of a fun time here. The weather is beautiful, almost too beautiful for some people. So you can just get out and about and have a good time. I mean, this weekend, we are going to hit 90 degrees.
That's
in the
what I heard.
Areas,
I know.
We're in middle March.
It's like summer.
It's
I know.
Weird.
I love it. So we just got a new little an addition to our life. We've got a boat. Okay.
Boat.
Yes. And let me tell you, it's all new to me. Okay. But it's a beautiful weekend to be out there.
Ocean boat.
Yeah. So
oh, an ocean boat. How fun.
I know. So we're going to have some parties down there. But I'm telling you, Ventura is an amazing place to dock a boat.
Power boat or sailboat?
It's a power boat.
Power boat. Get places.
Yeah. There you go. So anyways, I'm excited to have that. It's all new. It's a whole new learning experience. And that's what we do. You know, you just kind of keep, what's the next chapter in your life. And I hope that everybody out there is growing. I do want to kind of read a little something about, that I read this morning. And I love this. This is actually from Melody Beatty, The Language of Letting Go. And she was on our show a while back, and I'm going to have her again. One of my favorites that I love. But if we could untangle the mysteries of life and unravel the energies which run through the world, if we could evaluate correctly the significance of passing events, if we could measure the struggles and dilemmas and aspirations of mankind, we could find that nothing is born out of time. Everything comes as its appointed moment. And when I read that, it's so weird because we always are like, okay, when our kids get older, when this happens, and it just works. And I hope that this is the right time for you in your life with whatever you're going through, that you can turn it around and look at the brighter side, because that's what this show is all about. And I'm so glad that you are joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And again, the brighter side of life. We've got a really great show for you today. Our first guest is Bill Ferguson. He's been on my show before, and his book is Get Your Power Back. And problem areas can clear up, relationships can heal, and you can create a great life. And so that's what this is all about. And it's really about finding solutions in every avenue of your life. So we're going to be talking with Bill, and then we're going to be talking with Kimberly Hart, and we're going to talk about her book, Get Love. And so I hope that you will stay with us here. We are the brighter side of life in the 805. Again, our show's going to go on till 8 o'clock, and we are so excited. I do want to give you one huge thing that you're going to want throughout our show, and that is our phone number here, 805-419-0008. 419-0008 is our number. We do things totally different than all the other shows. What we want is to hear from all of you. And so if you take that number, write it down, and call all the way through our shows. If it's something we're talking about and you want to discuss it with us, if there's some help that you need in your life, we could find it for you. And if nothing better, we have amazing, great things that we're giving away. So, Tom, you want to tell about all the stuff we're giving away?
Let's start off for the 6 o'clock hour, waking up early for a good reason, $25 gift certificate for Famous Dave's barbecue. That is excellent. $25 Famous Dave's. We also have a Lures gift certificate, maybe the favorite place to go for happy hour special.
Oh, my God.
A
I love it there.
Restaurant,
yeah.
That is. It's incredible. We have, along with that, we have some great prizes for you. Catch Me If You Can. The play is at the Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center. We have tickets for that. old Jews telling jokes. You got to see this show. It's a whole lot of fun, and it's happening at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. We continue musically now at the Fred Cavalli Theater in TO. Buddy, the Buddy Holly story. We know what that's about. Some great music. California Strawberry Festival, a huge favorite. We were both there for the unveiling
that's
of the
right.
big poster.
Yeah, there you
that
go.
That was nice. And the 40th Caneo Valley Home Remodeling and Gourmet Food Truck event. If you got to fix up the house and you want some great food,
Jennifer,
those...
that's got our name written all over it. I know. Food
that's
and decorating.
Yeah,
there you go. I love it. So.
And finally, the Caneo Players Theater, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. You know that's in Thousand Oaks. Great theater that's just off of the 101 and the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. I went to the amazing automobile display.
Oh, I saw you and your kids.
Incredible.
Huh? Yeah.
It's so good.
Now, what were you talking about, Herbie? It sold.
Herbie the Love Bug.
Yeah.
Is there? Yeah. One of them sold for $36,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it was one of the bugs that was just used in the movie.
Isn't that crazy?
It wasn't even the official one. $36,000.
Wow.
That's a VW bug.
I used to have one.
I had a 66.
Oh, see? Okay. That was my first car with a little bow on it for when I turned 16.
Fun.
Anyways, all right. I'm so excited that you are joining us here this morning. We want to hear from you. Let's just throw this out there right now. Catch me if you can. Simi Valley Cultural Center. Let's give a four-pack away. And that is 805-419-0008. All you need to do is give us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. Again, 419-0008, 419-0008. Give us a call. Let's get this show on the road right now. And Bill Ferguson, are you there?
I am. Hi there.
Thank you so much for joining us here again. I love what you do. And again, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Where do I begin? In what regard?
Who are you, and how come you write these amazing books and your programs, all that stuff?
Well, I used to be a divorce attorney.
Oh, okay.
and my focus was on having my clients heal their relationship, one human being to another, because it made the legal process a whole lot better.
Right.
And it was just a lot better to be a peacemaker than an adversary.
Wow. And I like that. That's kind of like the, you know, if you have a bad situation, at least you're looking at the brighter side, correct?
Yes. And the thing that I've discovered is that, you know, most of the time when you're in a lousy relationship, you got a cycle of conflict. But a cycle of conflict cannot exist with only one person. You got to have two people.
Right.
So the thing that I discovered is that in relationships, love is never enough. What makes the difference is the experience of love.
Mm.
And because when that experience of love is present, you're happy, you're alive, you're free, you feel good about yourself, you feel good about life, you have a very positive attitude, and great things happen.
You know what's interesting to me, Bill, and Jennifer, maybe you can, and Tom, you guys can kind of hit on it. You know what? Sometimes people are like, oh, yeah, I'm fine, everything's good, and so you can't really read them, so you don't really know how to react to them. And that's, to me, one of the things that gets, you know, has a problem in a relationship. What's your thought on that?
Oh, I think I agree with you, Kim. When someone gives you the opportunity to say what's bothering you or I don't like this, I wish you could do something differently, you have to speak up because those are the kind of things that are not talked about that I truly believe turn into bigger problems later on.
Yeah. Bill?
Well, it's the number one. See, love is never enough in a relationship. In mm-hmm. order to have a relationship be great, you need to make sure the other person feels loved. And what creates the experience of love is giving the gift of acceptance and appreciation. And acceptance is nothing more than being at peace with the truth, because people are the way they are, whether we like it or not. But when I can genuinely accept you for who you are, just the way you are, and appreciate to you that you are, then automatically you feel empowered. Your walls of protection come down around me. Automatically you feel better about me. And then I feel better about you, and you feel better about me. And then you create that cycle of loving, supporting, and empowering each other that brings out the best in everybody.
Wow. I call that kind of a teeter-totter. You know, when you're having that low moment, you hope that your partner or whoever your support team is going to say, hey, you know what, I feel what you're going through. Let me do this for you, because they know what's going to help you, and vice versa. I mean, to me, that's what a relationship. But I know your book is about get your power back. So how do we lose our power?
But I think well, going back to
what show is always what show.
Say that again.
Okay, at any moment, what show is always what show. What happened is what happened. What is
Oh, okay.
See, there's a huge difference between the reality and our reality.
Mm.
In the reality, what show is what show. It just is. Okay. Our reality consists of the thoughts, the feelings, the emotion, the points of view, the opinions, the stuff. And so there's a huge difference between the reality and our reality.
Okay, I'm not following that 100%, but okay, help me out here. Jennifer, what were you saying?
Well, I was thinking, going back to the opening and then sort of looking through some of the reference material, this is something I think men can do more naturally. They can take individual problems and put them in a drawer and deal with them individually with not as much emotion. And women tend to bring it all together at one time and emotionally deal with everything, which makes it hard when you're emotionally dealing with something. You're not as in control.
Bill, what's your thought?
Well, when the emotion is running the show, we lose our effectiveness. See, the key, when you're at peace with the truth of the way things are, then automatically the focus moves towards, okay, given that's the truth, what do I need to do about it? That's where life works. If you look at any area of your life that isn't working, any relationship that isn't working, notice the direction of focus. Instead of putting the focus on what do I need to do based on the facts, instead, all the focus is on fighting the facts. And when we do that, we destroy our ability to find solutions, and we interact in a way that actually magnifies the problem.
Wow, that's interesting. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and I'm so glad that you are waking up with us here, and I hope that this is your positive, happy hour that you can tune in with. And we're talking with Bill Ferguson. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jennifer, Tom, and we hope that you are listening and getting something out of this, because that's what it's all. I feel like it's school on air. Jennifer, what's your thought?
I definitely think that by listening to our show, you can take if it doesn't pertain to you specifically, you can take a little bit of something and add it to your own life.
Exactly. And I do want to give out our phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008. Bill, I know that, we kind of got off on a little bit of, another book that you've had and that we've had you back, but get your power back. How do we get our power back?
Well, let's talk about cause and effect. I want to talk about, how we lose our power, how we get it back.
Please.
Yes, please.
Okay, at any moment, you're totally, totally, hopelessly at the effect of the world around you. No matter what happens around you, you're going to react accordingly. Okay, that's one side of the coin. The other side of the coin is that at the same time, the world around you is totally at the effect of you. No matter what you do or don't do, the world around you is going to respond to you. That makes you the cause.
Okay.
So at any moment, we're totally at the effect of the world around us. We're the cause of the world around us. We're the victim of the world around us. We are the creator of the world around us, both at the same time. But we only experience ourselves as being one or the other.
Okay.
When you experience yourself as being at the effect, you're powerless. You have no power. Life is on top of you. And any time you're in the presence of an area of life that isn't working, you're at the effect. Anytime you're in a state of fear and upset, you're at the effect. When you're at the effect, you lose your confidence, you lose your energy, and ultimately that can lead to depression.
Right.
So
okay.
That's one side of the coin.
So so it's basically being your own advocate is what I'm hearing, is you never want to put your cards down or put the fence down, but you kind of want to always look at, okay, wait a minute, what can I do with this situation? Is that kind of what I'm hearing, Bill?
No.
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 Okay.
There you go.
No. Okay.
No. But let me talk about what cause is and then because I haven't said how we lose our power.
Okay, tell us how. How do we lose our power?
Well, first let me talk about cause.
Okay.
Have you ever had a time in your life when there's been something that you were at the effect of, and it nagged at you, and it nagged at you, and then you reached a point where you decided, all right, enough is enough. I'm tired of messing with it. I'm going to handle it, and I'm going to handle it now, and I don't care what it takes to handle it, but I'm going to handle it.
Yes.
Okay, notice the moment you did that, you shifted from being at the effect to being at cause.
Wow. Okay, see that.
Instead of being the victim of the circumstances, you were now on top of the circumstances. And the circumstances didn't change. It's just that now you're on top of it, when before you weren't.
Jennifer?
Yeah, I was thinking that now you're in control of the situation. You're taking a stand.
Well, it's more than that. You're just on top of things.
Okay.
And when you're on top of things, you see clearly. You're creative. You're resourceful. You can take effective action. You can make things happen. See, that's living at cause.
Okay.
Now, living at cause is also the natural state. The natural state is that we are automatically at cause. But there's something very specific we do that throws away our power. And what it is that throws away our power is fighting the truth of something.
Okay.
Some circumstance comes along in our life that we don't like, and we fight it. And in our fighting it, we give it power. We make it the cause. We make us the effect.
Okay, so let's turn this around, because I know that, you know, my listeners and Jennifer and I were listening to where you're going. Okay, now we get the cause. But how do we get the power back?
Okay, you got to surrender to the truth, because what so is what so. Your situation is the way your situation is. When you can surrender to the truth of that, then automatically you can put your focus on, okay, given that's the truth, what do I need to do?
Oh, so once you know, like, it's, you identify the problem or the cause, whatever is going on in your life that you don't like the outcome that will come from it, once you identify the problem, and then you can get your power back, you've got to, but you have to first identify what it is.
Yeah, it's very helpful to be very specific, because what are the very specific things that you're resisting?
Okay, so can you give us an example? And anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and I hope that you are waking up on a positive side. We're talking about really getting your power back. And if you're in, I mean, I'm this is just kind of my take of it, Bill. If you're in a relationship, it's interesting how, you know, even just let's say a husband and wife, okay, sometimes there's, you know, where you feel like you're on the same page, and then sometimes things start bugging you and you're not on the same page anymore, and you feel like, God, how did that happen? I don't know, I'm like trying to make him happy, and then all of a sudden now you're back on a different page, and now he's trying to make you happy. How do you stay on that same page and you both have power?
Okay, the number one biggest killer of relationships by far is not being at peace with the truth of the way somebody is. You're you, whether I like it or not.
So no love unconditionally.
And don't try to change somebody.
But it's also surrendering to the truth.
Surrendering to the truth. I love it.
You see, because you're the way you are, whether I like it or not. I can love the way you are. I can hate the way you are. It ain't going to change a thing. You're still you.
Got it.
See, And accepting somebody for who they are doesn't mean you got to live with them. You can let somebody be exactly the way they are somewhere else.
Got it.
It's just that when you can surrender to the truth, that allows you to see the truth. And when you can see the truth, you can see what you need to do based on what the truth is.
So what are some of the tools that we can use to make our problem areas clear up?
Okay, well, every time there's a relationship or an area of life that isn't working, that will never be the problem. It will always be the symptom. Every time there's an area of life that isn't working, there's a nerve that's being triggered.
Okay.
And it triggers the old childhood hurt of feeling worthless, not good enough, failure, something like that. And it is never, never the truth. It's just a suppressed childhood emotion.
Wow, that's interesting.
But it's an emotion that will do anything to avoid feeling.
That's very interesting. Jennifer?
All that comes up, it seems like all the stuff from our childhood that we haven't maybe dealt with as adults comes out in different ways as we get older.
Well, actually, different things that trigger it as we get older. But the hurt is the same. It just gets stronger and stronger.
Okay.
You know, the nerves, these nerves are created, they're firmly in place before you're 4 years old. But they're not that big then. But as time goes on, they get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
And do you think this is true for women as men or vice
versa?
Really?
Everybody. And what happens in relationships is these nerves collide. So you're just being you strikes a nerve in me. And incidentally, every time you get upset, why you're upset is because the nerve's gotten triggered. Notice that different people get upset at different things. The reason different people get upset at different things is because each person has a different set of nerves that get triggered. And each person's going to have the same upset that shows up over and over and over and over again. The reason the same type of upsets keep showing up is because the same nerve keeps getting triggered.
So how do we clear that up? Because that's we want a solution. So how do we clear that up so that we can get our power back, like your books is presenting?
You got to find and heal that hurt.
Okay.
The finding, and I'll talk about the steps for doing that in a
Please.
Minute. The finding and healing of this hurt, it is the single most important thing a person can do in their whole life. Because until they heal it, they will be forced to repeat the past.
Right. And in every relationship, in every situation,
the same thing will keep happening over and over again.
Wow.
Every area of life that doesn't work is going to be traced directly to this hurt. Every self-sabotage and behavior pattern, every area of life where we suffer is going to be traced to this hurt. Because the hurt is why we can't be at peace with the truth. We fight the truth because the truth hurts.
It strikes
a nerve.
And now, so what would you say, how do we find peace with unresolved issues? Do we just learn to accept them
and find what it is?
Put them in a balloon and let them go? How do we do that?
No, you got to find what the hurt is. And the hurt is always going to be the hurt of, in some way, feeling not okay. Not good enough, not worth loving, worthless failure, something like that. And while you're looking, don't look and see, is it true about you? Because it's not. Don't look and see, is it true? Instead, look and see, if it were true, would that be painful? And the more painful it would be, the more it runs your life. So remember, you're not looking for the truth. You're looking for an emotion.
Okay, you know what? We're going to take a really quick break, and we want to wrap this up and just find out what is the best advice for creating an incredible life. That's what we're all talking about, right?
Yes.
And so will you stay with us for just a couple minutes?
Yes.
All right, stay with us. Right now what I want to do is open up our phone lines, and our phone number here, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Let's put out that famous Dave's gift certificate. And again, all you have to do is call. We want to hear from everybody. And 419-0008, 419-0008. Jennifer, we'll be right back.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit tiofsc.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us and waking up here on the positive side of life. And we are the brighter side of life. Again, our show is 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and I want to remind you of our 2 to 3 show. And each show is completely different. And Jennifer Chastain is on with us here, Tom, and myself, I'm Kim, and we're talking with Bill Ferguson, and we're talking about his book, Get Your Power Back. Bill, we're almost at the end of our interview here, and I just want to grab, what is your best advice for creating an incredible life? What, give us, like, in three tips, you know, what we can do to kind of really find this thing that's kind of dug deep in our life and that keeps, rooting up to bother us in all of our relationships.
Yes, well, you gotta heal the hurt, and another thing that's so important is to be willing to flow with life and go full speed to have your dreams come true.
Okay.
And there's actually a step-by-step process for literally transforming your life. And I invite y'all to go to masteryoflife.com.
Okay.
And it just shows you how. But it's really possible to create an incredible life, but you got to look at life in a very different way.
I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us again here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Bill Ferguson, Get Your Power Back. And again, thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you.
You got it. All right. Our next guest, Jennifer, is is Kimberly Hart. And we're going to be talking about Get Love and how to transform your love life, and kind of the same, you know, technique, but, you know, how to change your love life. It can be planned, she's telling us, okay, and how to harness the power of your subconscious mind. We're kind of talking about, all of our relationships, and sometimes, I don't know, you know, married life, you know, I always say life happens, right? And so we kind of, I just love talking about this because to me, you can never learn too much. So
I agree with you, Kim. And the more we learn to forgive ourselves for things that we've done or forgive other people, kind of what all of our guests are saying, that's that much easier to move on and create the perfect life in a sense that we're all looking for. But it all goes back to forgiveness and dealing with the cards that were dealt, whether they're good cards or bad cards. Just to deal with them and then move on.
There you go. And for anybody that maybe hasn't already found their love, you know, I mean, that's something that, you know, we want you to be able to know what's the right person in your life and how to look for them. So I'm really excited to be going to be talking about that. I would love to give something away right now. And how about if we start off with, how about we've got tickets to Conejo. It's the 40th Conejo Valley Home Remodeling and Gourmet Food Truck Event. And that is actually it's not for a little bit, but we've got tickets for it. April 18th and 19th, and that's in Westlake at the Westlake Hyatt Plaza. So give us a call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. And let's welcome Kimberly Hart. Kimberly, are you there?
I most certainly am. Good morning.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And I love it. My name's Kimberly, too. But yours, you have an E in it instead of at the end, L-E-Y.
Yep.
I don't. So, but I love what a perfect heart, you know, with love. And tell us a little bit about yourself. And thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, absolutely. Of course. My current journey in life is to really be a champion of love.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, we study how to earn degrees, and I have multiple degrees. We study to learn how to do golf or play tennis. But if you ask anyone, what's the most important thing for them in life, when all is said and done, it's love. And yet we don't spend any time really studying it, really knowing it, really being a friend of love. And we spend time doing things that we can impress other people with. But when all is said and done, we really want to be loving in the world. We really want to be loved. And so I have journeyed into understanding more about love. And now it's my turn to share it.
Hmm. And so are you married?
No, I'm not.
Okay. And so in what way do you come up in the world to share your love?
Ah. See, love happens in many degrees, and there are many different kinds of love. Romantic love, which is what I talk about in Get Love, is two parts. There is this journey of me and Adam from two healthy people getting together. I share the love letters that we shared with each other from hello to where the relationship went. So you can literally walk with me through what a healthy relationship looks like, how I fall on my face, how I get back up, how Adam and I share our love, a real example of what that might look like. And then the second part of the book is, how do we change? Okay, if I'm going to fall on my face, and we all have, what do I do then? What made me fall on my face? And it almost always is, we have belief systems about love that don't work for us. All self-help books today, all business books today say the same thing, and that is, your reality is created by your beliefs. You must have beliefs that work for you. But then they don't tell us how to change it. In the second help of Get Love, what we do is we walk through the four steps of how to change your beliefs. And knowing how to access your subconscious mind where all our beliefs are stored, and knowing how to shift our beliefs about love is what this journey is about.
Hmm. Jennifer?
Oh, well, I was just going to comment. I think sometimes we get so wrapped up in love, especially in the beginning of a relationship, of it being the perfect fairy tale and everything is, you know, glitter and unicorns. And
then you add kids to it, right, in life.
Right, and that's not what love is. I think lasting love is meeting someone that is not only someone you're passionate about, but also is a best friend to you. And that's what creates lasting love, being able to have all of those things. It's not something that you read or saw on TV on how that is what love is.
I totally agree with you, Jennifer, and I also totally agree with you that forgiveness is the key. Of the four steps of how to literally rewire your subconscious mind, the third step is to forgive yourself for all the lost time, all the pain you've caused yourself. And if I may, I think what you're talking about is love must work side by side with intimacy. Close, open, tender, knowing, caring, loving. Those two things must be together in order to have a long-term relationship.
Well, I'm going to throw something into both of you right now, and I do want to remind anybody that's just joining us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We've got Jennifer Chastain, Tom Spence here, Kimberly Hart. We're talking right now, and her book is Get Love. You know what? I think that they really have to be able to put themselves out there and be vulnerable and be knowing that it might hurt. It might not feel always good, but they have to love themselves enough to be able to accept any of those things that are coming about. And I don't know if you talk about this in your book, but I think it really starts with loving yourself and being own best friend. Yeah.
Because I think when people say they're looking to meet someone, they really want to start a relationship, until everything is worked out inside themselves, you don't really have a lot to give someone else because you're still working on yourself so much. But when you are in order and everything's going, you know, kind of the way you like it, it's that much easier to connect with somebody else.
There you go. And you know what? You can't be empty. You almost have to have your cup mm-hmm. filled over, bubbling over, so that you can give something to others.
Exactly, because you have to keep something for yourself.
Correct. Right. Kimberly, what's your thought?
I think that it's absolutely correct. You can't be Swiss cheese. You can't go in the relationship with all these lacks that you expect someone else to fill for you. That adds a pressure. pressure to the relationship and to the other person, that will eventually break the relationship. Absolutely. In Get Love, what I talk about is the most important love is to fall in love with yourself. And in order to do that, you really need to understand yourself.
Mm.
And so self-love is absolutely the key.
I love it. Again, so tell us a little bit about yourself. Why did you write this book?
Well, I didn't set out to write this book. I am the only female consigliere in the United States. A consigliere is someone who deals with someone's emotional life, business life, legal life, and medical life simultaneously, especially the chief advisor of people of high stature. And I sat down to write a book about what it's like to be a woman in power in this position, and that's not what came out. Because I've already have another relationship book that I wrote in the early 90s called When Fairy Tale Romances Break Real Hearts. But I sat down to write, and this is where my soul led me, to really share as vulnerable, stripped-down, naked truth about what my love life looks like, so that you can walk as my best friend next to me, hand in hand. I don't say, hey, listen, I'm an expert. Listen to everything I say. I say, no, I happen to be an expert in change. But here's how I succeeded. Here's how I fell on my face. Let's walk this journey together, and maybe some of this will be true for you, and you can learn from it.
Kimberly, you talk about Adam. Now, so was that a relationship that you were in?
Yes.
Okay.
Adam was this relationship that every woman wants. This beautiful Australian man who comes across the world to be with me.
Okay, and is Adam real?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
There is not one untruth in the book. The letters were actually written. The experience was actually had.
Okay, and so is Adam still in your life?
No, Adam is not still in my life.
Okay. And so if you could kind of take us briefly back to how you met Adam, and, you know, and what was the feeling that you thought? Did you think that he would be in your life forever?
I hoped Adam would be in our life together. This is two healthy people who got together for the sole purpose of exploring whether we wanted to have a romantic relationship together. And the love letters take you step by step from literally someone writing me and saying, hey, this guy is interested in meeting you because he heard about you. Will you do that? And I said, sure. And we started writing love letters back and forth from day one. We started totally exposing ourselves, totally being vulnerable, totally growing in this relationship. Because a relationship doesn't turn into forever doesn't mean it isn't loving and valuable and grow you into a new person. And that's what Adam and I did with each other. We grew each other into new people.
Hmm. Jennifer?
I think it's also important for people to, this is a theory that I have, when you're dating, when you're first in a relationship, it should be really easy because that's everyone.
Oh my God, you just nailed it, Jennifer.
Best foot forward.
Yeah.
And I feel like if it's not easy when you're like in the romance stage, it's not going to be easier when you're old friends.
Wow, that, you know, and, you know,
really,
and so many people think, oh, well, it's new and we have to work at it.
It shouldn't be. That's when
no.
It should be the easiest.
I totally agree. Kimberly, what's your thought?
I think I just wanted to redefine the word work. Work means putting energy into it. I think from day one you need to put energy into it. But if it's a struggle, you bet. Hit the road, Jack.
Absolutely.
It should flow. But you must, from the beginning, choose to be vulnerable, choose to be authentic, choose to reveal yourself. Otherwise, they fall for someone you're not.
Hmm.
Right. You have to be able to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
So that they can see the real inside of you.
Yes.
I agree. And now, do you think that as we, you know, as years go on, when we're young and you marry somebody in your young years and then you meet somebody, you know, what's your thought on our change of life? I mean, because we change. Every chapter is a little bit different.
I think that we have some real lies going on in our society. And here's something that's very interesting to recognize. Only about a third of the world's population really want relationships that last forever. For some people, that's exactly what they want. Then there is another third of the world who wants consecutive relationships, which means they want deep, intense, intimate relationships until that relationship no longer works for both parties. And then they want to move on. And then there's a third part of the world that doesn't want romantic relationships at all, but stays in hiding because if you tell someone, someone, hey, I don't really want a romantic relationship. I choose to get my love and my connections and my need for intimacy through friends and family, we look at them as if there's something wrong with them.
Mm.
So, yes, when you start a relationship very early in life, you have lots of growing, and who you are in your 20s is not who you are in your late 30s, for
sure.
Isn't
that the truth?
And so if that relationship no longer works for either one of you, rather than beat each other up, to part as friends is so important, and to tell yourself the truth about what category you fall in, because we cause people immense pain if they've had three marriages or if they've never had any relationship at all because they don't want one.
You know, what's interesting is, and Tom, I'm going to grab you back into this, to conversation
the
here.
The male voice.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, what happens when one is more in love with the other, or, you know, have you ever been in a relationship where you're not feeling it on the other end, you know, or you feel like this person's right for me in every avenue, but they're not feeling it, or vice versa? Has that ever?
It came up a few times, as a matter of fact.
So, yeah, interesting. I'd love to hear just your input. How does that, you know, was it on your end or on their end or vice versa?
I had one each way.
Okay.
Many moons ago.
Yeah, so how do you,
One, you cry, the other, you run away.
So, I mean, that's really the truth. And, you know, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we're talking about our life, our love, our relationship, being honest with ourselves, talking to ourselves and really falling in love with the person that we are. And we're talking with Kimberly Hart. Her book is Get Love. You know, it's hard to get love if you don't love who you are. And I do want to give out our phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008. If you have any input on this, we'd love to hear from you. Also, that is the number to win any of our amazing prizes. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number. You know, it's interesting because what happens, you know, do you think, I'm going to go all the way back to your growing up in a family, and are you getting the love that you need from your own family, your parents? Are they cultivating who you are so that you can be, you know, in a relationship that could be healthy? Kimberly, what's your thought?
I think that once again, your beliefs create your reality, and they are formed very young in life, usually before 7. And so if your family isn't nurturing you, you begin to believe that love hurts. If you see your parents hurt each other, you begin to believe that men can't be trusted, that women aren't enough. You begin to lay those beliefs down, and here is the sad news. Because we haven't up until now really recognized the power of our subconscious mind and how it runs our lives, we've allowed our child selves and what they believe to run our love life. And it's only after we look at those beliefs and see that we've created the same pattern again and again, no matter how hard we've tried, and we look at our parents and we go, you're at fault. Well, yeah, they helped you lay down those beliefs. But as adults, we now have the power to change them. And that's what's so important to remember, that we are now empowered. We're like Dorothy with her ruby red slippers. She could have always gone home. She just didn't know it. We can always change our patterning. We just didn't know it.
I think that's so important to remember that. Everyone has cards dealt to them that maybe are not what you wanted, or you would have had this in a mother or that in a father. But at some point, you do have to take control and say, okay, that was the past, but I'm going to move forward in a different way.
Totally. And, you know, it's kind of really, this kind of goes in line with what Bill Ferguson, I don't think we got his whole message out, but getting your power back. And I really believe that we all have it. This is all, we're all perfect, exactly the way we are today and yesterday. And all we have to do is own it. And I really think that's what it's all about. And owning that we're okay with exactly the way we are, and we just have to find the right people that connect with us and makes us feel good. Is that, what's your thought on that, Jennifer?
I definitely agree. I think, you know, you could say maybe I'm a little crazy, I'm a little this, a little that. It's important for me to be with someone that appreciates that little bit of crazy, that
and
little bit of this.
Sees your gifts.
Exactly. And it's not going to be every single person. There's not everyone is going to think my crazy is funny, but my husband, I'm assuming, does.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. And you know what? And it's the way you cry or the way you laugh or the way you, you know, whatever. They have to see your gifts and they have to look at that. Sometimes, Kimberly, I know you talk about in your book being frustrated in love. What does that mean to you?
Being frustrated in love means that you are not in alignment with your belief system, so you keep doing something you can't. If you're programmed inside that love hurts, and you bring this amazing new person in, and everything works right, and then all of a sudden they hurt you just out of the blue, it's because you have a behavioral pattern based on your beliefs that don't work for you. So you get so frustrated, and you become angry and bitter, and you blame other people, and you tell people the same story year after year, no matter who you are with. That frustration, we now have the power to change.
Wow.
It's so important. We know the power is ours.
Kimberly, what about infidelity in relationships? What's your thought on that? And would that be considered a being frustrated in love?
That's beyond frustrated love. That's betrayal.
That's betrayal. Okay.
When we betray someone else, then we've hurt them deliberately because we knew it would hurt them. And anyone who says it doesn't matter, it didn't mean anything, is lying to themselves and, most importantly, lying to the other person and lying about the relationship. Infidelity has no place in a close, intimate relationship.
Wow. Okay. And would you, do you think that you can repair that?
Love is flexible. It bounces. Trust does not. Trust is like cheap crystal. You drop it on the ground and it shatters.
Mm.
It takes immense energy and usually help from an outside source to heal that breaking of trust. You might tolerate them because you are not loving yourself in the moment and not believing that you could create love again. But both parties need to look at it. One party needs to look at why they believe that someone will betray, and the other party needs to look at why they feel so little about themselves that they're willing to be a betrayer.
Wow, those are some strong words there. Can you give us and leave us with some great tips on how to get the love that we all have wanted?
Love yourself first. Be willing to forgive. Do the four steps in the second half of the book, and we're all but giving the book away. The book, Get Love, costs almost nothing. So there's no excuse not to go and do the four steps, which literally can access your subconscious mind and rewire you. Because when all is said and done, what we want to know is that we were loving in the world and that we were loved.
All right. And where do we find your book?
Amazon, Get Love.
All right.
It will pop right up for you.
I love it. Thank you so much, Kimberly Hart, and How to Transform Your Love Life and Get Love. So thank you so much. Jennifer, we're going to take a really quick break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
You know the bed feels warmer, sleeping here alone.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. We bring the wholesale directly to the public. Call us today, 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA will help make your dream home a reality.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And Jennifer, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we got a couple minutes of our show. And you know, it's interesting. It's just, I kind of want to say we've been talking about happy habits for couples, every couple. And whether it's, you know, just your family or relationships or anything like that. What did you think of what we kind of talked about?
Well, I kind of go back to the thought that with friendships, if we have a really good friend, we always make sure that we're kind to them. We sort of wouldn't say exactly what we think. We kind of have a little bit more of a filter. We don't forget their birthdays. And I sometimes wonder if we, in our relationships, if we treat our spouse the same way we treat a friend.
That's a really great point, because a lot of times some of us are nicer to our friends than, you know, it's
right?
Like, oh, they're just going to be there. They just, you know.
They'll be there. I don't have to really listen to them right
it's
now.
It's kind of like our family, mm-hmm. You know. Yeah, so great point.
You gave the same
Jennifer, yeah, we are actually at the end of our show, and of course, I'm going to end it. Strong people don't put us down. They lift us up. Stay with us, because we're going to be right back from our 7 to 8. So we'll be right back. Stay with us, Jennifer.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came.